This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Will Jamieson. I'm the CEO of Stream/Secure. We have two different products. One's a B2B video delivery solution for brands, publishers, and media companies. And the other one is a consumer product, which is a live trivia game show on your phone where people answer questions. They get them all right. They get paid cash.
How are you involved with user adoption?
So with user adoption, so I'm the CEO of the company. On the enterprise side, it's not as much on user adoption as customer adoption, to where it's a lot of outbound and inbound sales, reeling them and handling the close. But for this specific podcast, I think the Q is more relevant since we have a B2C approach where end individuals are our target. And the more users we have, the more valuable the company is. So one of my jobs is focused on new user acquisition to make sure that we have as many players participating in each game as possible and acquiring those users without spending much money. So a lot of times we do that by partnering with media companies, offering value exchange to benefit both parties for the upside.
Will, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
I think it's formulating a strategy and making sure that the users are acquired in an effective manner, cost effective, and you're going after the right users. Marketing can be very challenging, and a lot of people like to throw money at a wall and hope it sticks because they just have such large marketing budgets they can get away with that. But when going after user adoption without having much money, you have to be much more strategic on how you acquire those users and what type of users are you actually acquiring, and are they users that you want to be around for the long term. For example, by that is if I was trying to acquire new users, they're not really a true user to me if they've only been around for a single day. I'm going after a long-term value in that user. So when you're identifying those marketing strategies behind it, you want to identify the lifetime value of the user when going after your KPIs on the user acquisition and not just a pure user headcount.
Will, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
To pretend you had no money at all to spend, regardless of if you have a multi-million dollar marketing budget, and figure out the best way you would try and attempt to solve this problem with absolute minimum resources possible. Try many things at low scale, test, analyze, see the data, adapt to the data, and then go after it with a more targeted approach. Marketing is essentially a data analyst job, computer scientist job, but you're the one spending the money. But at the end of the day, you want to optimize those efforts to maintain optimal results. My background is computer science and math, so I'd look at it totally differently than the average marketer that has a business degree or something like that, to where I analyze absolutely every single bit of information before I go out and make a much larger media buy, because I know exactly the results I'm going to get because of the smaller actions that I've taken up to that with calculated risk.
Will, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can follow my Twitter account. I typically post a lot of information about marketing growth, share a lot of articles there. It's WillJamieson93. Digiday is my favorite marketers, publishers website to read, as well as Adweek, to where it kind of gives you insights on much larger brands, smaller brands, and how they're navigating the ecosystem of marketing. I read those every day, gain insights on what the big brands are doing, and see how I can apply tactics on a much smaller local level, and then scale up when necessary.
Well, thanks, Will.
You're welcome.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.